Retainers are generally used following active orthodontic treatment to maintain corrected tooth positions after appliance removal. The Holley retainer and the vacuformed retainer, VFR, are the most common types of removable retainers currently in use. Both retainers have been reported to have an effect on speech when worn, particularly at initial insertion. Does either the Holley retainer or the VFR appliance have a greater impact on a patient's speech? And just how long is speech typically affected by a retainer? These were the questions examined in a paper written by Jian Wan and colleagues from Chengdu, China, that was published in the March 2017 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. This was a single-center, controlled prospective trial with a sample consisting of 20 normal Chinese adults with ages ranging from 19 to 29 years. They all had consecutively completed orthodontic treatment and were randomly fitted with either a standard design maxillary and mandibular Holley retainer or VFRs. The Holleys all had labial bows, and the VFRs were trimmed to provide 2 millimeters of lingual extension past the gingival margin. The patients were instructed to wear both retainer types full-time, except for eating and toothbrushing, over the 3-month testing period. A standardized articulation test using the International Phonetic Alphabet was given to each subject at the following time points: before retainer insertion, immediately after retainer insertion, at 24 hours, at 1 week, at 1 month, and at 3 months after initial insertion. The acoustic characteristics of the recorded speech samples were analyzed objectively using a standardized software program and compared. Now, did the retainers have an effect on speech after insertion? As you may expect, that answer is yes. The Holley retainer group had significant sound distortions in 6 of the 9 measured phonetic symbols immediately after insertion. At 1 week, most phonetic symbols were pronounced correctly in the Holley retainer group, except for the E and SA symbols. At 1 month, most Holley retainer patients no longer had any measurable speech distortions. The VFR group had significant sound distortions in 4 of 9 of the measured phonetic symbols immediately after insertion. These distortions lasted from 24 hours to 1 week. At 1 month, no VFR subjects had any detectable significant speech distortions. The changes in articulation were significantly more prominent in the Holley retainer group as compared to the VFR group, particularly the performance of the E, EFA, and SA sounds. The authors concluded that sound distortions were found in both the Holley retainer group and the VFR group, with the phonetic changes more noticeable in the Holley retainer group. This paper had detailed diagrams and a discussion of the impact that both retainer designs had on each specific phonetic measurement. It would be interesting in future investigations to determine if similar speech effects occurred in native speakers of other languages when retainers are worn. This paper provides support for many of our anecdotal experiences that removable retainers do affect our patient's speech, particularly at initial insertion. We should inform our patients of this typically temporary effect on speech from both of these removable retainer designs. If interested, the article titled Speech Effects of Holley and Vacuform Retainers by Acoustic Analysis, a Single-Center Randomized Controlled Trial, can be found in the March 2017 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.